guys,
yep.
The four that are back in the lineup again tonight.
Okay, so they go back in. You got to keep in mind what these four guys are processing out here. New systems in a training camp, new line mates, and then trying to make an impression and all the emotions that go with it. So we want to give them enough time, especially early in camp, to get a feel for where they're at and then make decisions, you know, mid-camp. And I'm talking about the seven exhibition games, because we still have to get the veteran guys that we know are going to be in their start. So I want to get you're going to see those kids who's here. Maybe not in many, maybe some of them, maybe all of them. But I would think again in Edmonton, we're gonna get a good look in the first four games.
And just clear up, you were happier with Morrissey's game in game one than what you saw in Penticton?
Yeah. So I think I'll just say what I said yesterday. I liked what I saw in his game. I thought there was an improvement. I wasn't down on his Penticton games. I just thought that he played better in the NHL game with the idea, and I use the word sorted, it's a more predictable game for some players in the NHL. Usually the guys that process it a little bit better, and he's a thinker of the game out there, especially as camp goes on and teams get to more and more veteran lineups. There's a lot more predictability in the game. There's also a lot more speed in the game. So for some guys, it's an easier game. You can trust the reads. You know, Toby was talking about it. He's the perfect example. I mean, he lives off those reads in terms of, you've seen him, how he escapes down low. And he couldn't figure out where the young guys on the other team are going. You know, he said, Parise will always be on this side of me, I know, at this point. And the guy wasn't where he was supposed to be. So for guys like that, defensemen usually, we're not the heavy set guys, the guys that use their feet and their hands and their head to make their plays, having a more sorted game helps them. Thank you. It was, I thought so. Completely out of place, but I like to pick the words.
What do you think of Grant Klitsam so far?
Yeah, so I like his camp. I didn't get a chance to see any of them last year other than I had seen him play in years prior. I think he's probably got some nerves. It's been a while since he's played in a hockey game too, but this is a good defenseman that played some pretty important minutes for this team last year. So we're hopeful that he gets back and back to that confidence level and puts a big push on for a job. We're going to find that out in about 8 hours. So we need some of that, right? We've got a lot of lefties on the back end. We would prefer to have lefty-righty, but it's not an option. Keaton Ellerbe played his offside the entire time he was here. Being able to do that makes him clearly more versatile, but also gives him another job to compete for. There's another spot there open.
Do you expect Denny Thielman to see some action today?
We're going to leave that door open. I really like to get to the point where the goalies play the whole games. That's what they're preparing for over the course of the year. So it's going to be about how much work Michael gets in the first half of this game. And if he feels really comfortable and he's getting a bit of work, we may just leave him. So Danny knows that he's on call and almost like a regular game. You get the call, you're going in, but we may let Michael go the distance.
You've seen them together before, but first chance this preseason. What do you look for from Evander and that unit today as they get going?
Yeah, I'd like them to play some defense. You know, I mean, I've got complete confidence in that line. They played together very briefly last year, and they were pretty dynamic. And, I mean, Mark was still, I think, in that he was really improving at that time. He was getting more minutes. His game was coming. Evander just come off an injury and was going to go back out of the lineup soon. But we liked the little bit that we saw of it. They've been working together in practice, and you're looking for that chemistry. So before you see it on the ice in a game, you see it in practice, how much time they spend talking about plays and situational things that happen on the ice. So they've been doing that. So they're going to go out in this game tonight, and for those guys, they're going to want to put some numbers. They're going to, you know, how many chances can we generate? I want them to see with all that speed on that line, can they shut that speed down and be real solid in their own end? And if they can, and we're going to certainly give them some time to work on it. If they can, then that should be a real powerful line for us.
Vander Kane just told me in the dressing room, he said it's grown up some in recent times. Have you noticed that, and in which ways?
So we just got to go on my experience with him. You know, I came in and he was hurt, got into the lineup, and he played really well. He practices really hard. He's in great shape. And that's my experience with the guy. He asks advanced questions beyond the basics of a system, you know, and when you're on the ice, he's kind of wired into what's going on in the games. He stands up a lot on the bench because he wants to go back out there. His recovery is just spectacular, you know. So that's my experience with him. All the other stuff that's kind of either happened kind of before I got here or when it happens, I don't understand what a big deal it is when I read it. Like, I don't get it. But, you know, he will be one of our top four or five guys. He may test out first, but he's in incredible shape. He's done a lot of work, and he's really pushed himself in training camp. So I got no problem with Evander Kane. I'm excited about what he can do for our team. The other stuff, you know, I'll leave to him to describe where he is on that curve. I mean, I'm 47 and still waiting for that day that I mature to happen. So we're hopeful it'll come soon.
He could be your best player. I guess that waits, remains to be seen. He can be dynamic
in that role. I mean, in what he does, certainly. He's got all the skills and attributes to be an exceptionally valuable player for our team.
I'm trying to say is your team is at the point where it needs to take the next step. Is that incumbent on him taking the next step?
Insofar in lockstep with everyone else, right? So it's not a team that's waiting for Evander to take the next step so we can get better. Whatever criteria you're going to use with Evander, there's probably five or six other similar age players. Yeah, they're young, but they have an unusual amount of experience for players of their chronological age. You don't see that a whole lot. We need more. If you say you need more out of a guy, it's like he was capable of giving it to you and he didn't want to give it to you, and that's just not the case. We're still young, and we expect them to get better every year. So I expect more out of Mark Scheifele, than Jacob Trouba. Maybe a little less of an upward curve because it's just their second year in the league, but Blake Wheeler can be a better player for us. We want to systemize our goon. Zach Bogosian is another guy kind of in that Evander age group. So it's not just Evander, even though I guess when he scored 30, like at 60, would you expect 90? Granted, we'd take 60. But what are the actual expectations of him? I'd like him to be better than he was last year. And I'll use the exact standard for almost everybody else in our lineup. He's not 28. You know, that's, you know, those prime numbers. He's still going to be really good at his age. But there's a lot of room for development and experience in-game situations when the game's on the line. Those kind of things where you define those great players, the Taves, you know, it's when the game's on the line. Yeah, as a group, we've got to push forward and become better so our games become more meaningful so we can judge our talent pool even better. That was long, eh? Sorry.
Paul, noticed Ehlers in the middle for the line rushes. Are you just trying to see how many different parts of his game there are?
We want to get him off the wall in the breakouts. He's not playing center ice. Okay, switch on the power. The only positional switch is kind of where he's going to work on the power play, but no, he's still on the wing. He's on the left, though. Move him over to the other side because he's equally comfortable on both sides, and we want to see if there's something a little bit different coming off the left side than the right. Everybody's different. Our breakout schemes will allow him to get to the other side of the ice at times, so there's no positional change for him.
You talked the other day about whether these young guys had a great game.
You know
game.
What? I got to clear that up because I've just learned that I can't leave any grayer. When I say he's not moving to center. So he's flip-flopping wings right to the left, and he's playing center.
You talked about the young prospects and how that first game, whether they had done great or whether they'd done terrible, it wasn't a large enough sample size for you to get an idea what you needed from those players. How many games do you figure it's going to take? I mean, now they know they've got time to show you what they've got, but
about
3 games, 4 games?
100. I can usually tell after 100 games whether the guy's going to play in the National Hockey League or not.
So if you're trying to make this lineup and you don't have 100 games.
So I'm just, what's the stat? And you got more stats than I do, and this is a few years back, but was it 1/3 of first-round players play more than 100 games in the league? And on draft day, there's not a professional hockey man on an organization that would tell you that first-rounder is not going to play 16 years. So nobody knows. Lots of time for this. Go back to the Mark Scheifele. His first year, he didn't make the team. It's like, oh, my God, this guy might not be any good. And then the second year, he didn't make the team. We're talking about him being a bust. And the start of his first year pro, we're thinking, oh, my God, he'd have to go to the minors. Like, that's something wrong. He's an outstanding, he's going to be in the top third players in the National Hockey League, in my opinion, this year in his second year pro. So what I'm looking for these four guys is just a better comfort level every time. If they take off and they really show that they can play and they can play meaningful minutes, then we're going to have to look at them a little differently in terms of our lineup. But if they come in and play exactly the way they've played, they're right where they're supposed to be. They may go back to junior. They may go back to the American Hockey League. In that age group, the vast majority of players go junior, 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 pro, 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 NHL. And we go one exhibition game. And I understand the watch. The watch is on these kids. But I got a lot more patience with what they do. And I don't feel the pressure to have an answer after one exhibition game, two, four, whether this guy's ready to play in the NHL, because we don't know, and nobody really does. That's why the rules are tough to deal with. You know, nine games, boy, that's difficult to deal with. And if they go back to junior, we're just hopeful that they run the exact same path that Mark Scheifele does, because that is an accelerated path. I'm just telling you, if one of these guys has to get sent down as an 18-year-old, it may not be the end of his career.
Paul, right here. Do you put any stock in winning and losing in the preseason, in the grand scheme of thing leading it into the regular?
Not a whole lot. Just go back and you can find the teams that had great camps, and we're going to play one last year. You know, last year Edmonton was, and they were. I mean, I watched his exhibition games last year, and they were absolutely on fire. And it was a different, you know, tune a month in. And you've seen good teams dress young lineups, and that usually isn't necessarily an indicator, but their preseason has nothing to do with the start. So what I'm looking for is, are we every day picking up a little bit better our systems and keeping our work level and our intensity at a high? That's really the themes of camp. We've introduced a lot of new things. We're going back over things that we touched on last year, but when you come in the middle part of a season, you never get the practice time like we have now. So I'm looking for that. Are we grabbing the things that we need to do to become a better defensive hockey team, but are we doing it at a high rate? We're still not there yet. Like the drills at times, I know everybody thinks we've pushed them real hard in camp. We've pushed them hard, but we've been working too on specifics. So I think we may be a little bit slow here in the early going.